states might have, and some have not. And I'm going to talk about when they have it and when they don't have it and why we're interested in it having it. So some other properties of quantum states are, you can ask, like, you have a property like distillable entanglement. If you have distillable entanglement in some quantum state, you might be able to do something with it. For instance, you might teleport in the sense that you can communicate only classically, and you're able to transfer quantum information from one party to another. So you know that if you have distillable entanglement, yes, you can do that. If you don't have distillable entanglement in your quantum states, you cannot do that, for sure. But for most properties that you ask for, like if you have pure entanglement, so a pure state which is entangled, and you ask, can I distill entanglement? Yes, sure. But if I don't have pure entanglement, can I still distill entanglement? Well, maybe. You have to specify more. So that's, it's a one-sided thing you can test. Same for if you have a state which is not a positive operator, if you do the partial transpose on it. If it is, you can. We might be able to distill entanglement, but you're not sure. But you're sure if it's not, if this is not satisfied, you cannot. So this goes sort of the other way. Entanglement and secret key has sort of the same property. If you have entanglement, you might be able to distill a secret key. If you don't have entanglement, you are for sure not able to do it. You cannot ask for secret key the PPT NPT question, because you will get only maybe on both answers. That wouldn't be interesting at all. So the property that I'm going to talk about is the symmetric extension of a quantum state. So the task that is sort of related to is anything that you want to do using one-way distillation. So you have a bipartite state, Alice and Bob, and for instance, Alice can only talk to Bob, but Bob cannot talk back. And if you have a symmetric extension, you cannot distill a secret key by one way. You cannot distill entanglement either. But of course, if you don't have a symmetric extension, you cannot know for sure that it's possible to distill a secret key or something else. But it says something. It says that you cannot do basically any interesting one-way things. So what is this thing that I've been trying to motivate? Symmetric extension. So you have a symmetric extension, rho AB. Well, you have a quantum state rho AB, and which is shared between typically Alice and Bob. And the question you ask is that, is it possible to extend this state? So is there a state rho AB B prime, which is has the rho AB as a part of it? And then you also want the property to hold that if you switch the B and the B prime system, the whole state is invariant on that. So if you have that property, you can know that, well, if Alice tries to say anything to Bob so that Bob can distill entanglement with Alice, that will not be possible if you have this possibility, because then Bob prime might sit there and also distill entanglement, and entanglement is a property, if pure entanglement is a property that both Bob and Bob prime cannot have with Alice at the same time. And the same with secret key. If you want to have secret key between Alice and Bob, and Bob prime gets all the same classical information, it's of course not possible to get a secret key. So we're all partly interested in this because you can exclude what you can do, but also then we might find ways to how to break it and how not to break it. So if Bob does a measurement on his side and tells it to Alice, so it's two-way communication, yeah? What's A, B, B prime? Once more? Ah, sorry, thank you. P, B, B prime is that arrow over there. So it's the unitary operation that switches the system B and the B prime. It's just a swap. Well, I used P for it. I could do swap or pi or something. But thank you for asking. I should also say that Filippo was talking the other day about degradable channels and anti-degradable channels. And while I'm working on quantum states, it's a correspondence. So whenever you have a quantum channel, you put in a maximal entangled state, you get a state out. And if you get a symmetric extendable state, then you have an anti-degradable channel. So there's, for all these properties, you can go back to say something about the properties of the channels that make these states. So now we want to move on to say, like, what can we say about? So we know that some states have a possibility of asymmetric extensions, some don't. For instance, we can say that if you have a maximal entangled state already, then you know that there cannot be any extension which is not a product state to it. If you have a maximal mixed state, of course, you can just go on and extend as much as you like. I should actually mention on the previous slide maybe that you can ask different questions as well. You can take, I will show here, instead of just extending once on Bob's side, you can try to extend twice, so it's symmetric between all the subsystem, and you can add an n-symmetric extension. Or you can ask for Alice's side, and you can ask for 2 on Alice's side and 3 on Bob's side, etc. But for the communication purposes, we're only really interested in one symmetric extension. If you want to say something about entanglement, then you can ask about n on both sides. So for one symmetric extension on one side, so I'm always going to talk about symmetric extension of the B system, but just to make it consistent. It turns out that any state that you can write that has a symmetric extension can be written as a convex combination of states that has pure symmetric extension. So when you do this extension, it will always, but it can be a pure state. So that allows us to break the problem down to say, okay, what are those states that have pure symmetric extension? And then you can ask afterwards, okay, what happens if you mix these states? It's fairly trivial to see that whenever you mix states with symmetric extension, you get some other state with symmetric extension, so it's a convex set. And it's not too hard to show either that whenever you have a state with symmetric extension, you can do this decomposition explicitly. So for pure extendable states, there's at least one necessary condition which is fairly easy to derive. So when I write this, the lambda vector means the vector of eigenvalues of the states. So the eigenvalues of rho AB will have to be the same as the eigenvalues in only the B system, the system that it could have. So in say that you have 2 qubits, and then rho AB would be in general rank 4, and rho B would be rank 2 because they're on a qubit. But whenever you have something which is more than rank 2, then you cannot have a pure symmetric extension. Simply because if you have a rank 4, then the purification would be 4-dimensional, and you cannot have a pure extension which is only 2-dimensional, to a qubit. So that's the reason you have to, the pure extendable states will have to have lower rank than, well, it has to have the same rank and that the system you're extending from. So actually this is very easy to show, so I'll just do the proof by the way I like it, with circles and lines. So if you have this state that is rho AB, and then you extend it to B, yeah? Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Sorry, I always do that without saying, but yeah. So whenever I write states with different indices on, it will be like reduced state of the corresponding. Yeah. So if you have this state, and if it has a symmetric extension, one thing that's for sure is that the eigenvalues of the B and the B prime has to be the same because they're supposed to be equal. And then you can, since this is a pure state, you can just divide it in 2 parts, so AB on one side and B prime on the other side. And then, because of Schmidt decomposition, etc., then the eigenvalues on both sides of any splitting of a pure state will be the same. So the B prime eigenvalues will be the same as the B, and then the AB has to be the same as the B prime. Because of that, yes. So I'm only interested in the non-zero ones. So whenever it's 0, 0, 0, or you can pad with 0 as you like. Yeah. But thanks for asking again. Keep asking. And keep interrupting, because it's much easier to talk when people talk to you. Actually, I should also say that of course, we cannot expect that this necessary condition would be sufficient. We can, for instance, imagine that we have some state that you just make so that you switch B and B prime, and you also have to switch something in the A system to get the full symmetry, and that will also have this property. And there are also other states that has this property. It's not very hard to make states that satisfy the property and are is not symmetric. And then you can trace out B prime, and you can say that it cannot be symmetric also. But of course, you have this freedom that in the B prime system, you just say that it can exist, so then you can have unitary freedom when you choose that, basically. So it actually happens so that the miracle actually happens for 2 qubits. So for 2 qubits, this necessary condition is also sufficient. So I'll talk a little bit about 2 qubits because, well, first I'll find out this, and then we find out that no, this is only a 2 qubit phenomenon. It doesn't work for 2 times 3. It does not work for 3 times 2 either, or any bigger. So if you have 2 qubits and want to ask, does it have a pure symmetric extension, then this is all everything you need to ask about. If it has, then it has a pure symmetric extension. And then you can try to go on to the non-pure symmetric extension. What are the possibilities then? Well, for rank 2 states, it's fairly easy. It's if you try to mix any of those pure extendable states which has equal eigenvalues, the bigger system will tend to get more mixed. That will always happen, and you can also show that whenever this is true for a rank 2 state, when the global state is more mixed, you can decompose it in the way above. So now should like be in the punchline of the talk in the next thing, which would say that for 2 qubits, the formula is. The only problem is that I haven't found that out yet. The conjecture we have, which I've verified numerically, is that for 2 qubits, and only for 2 qubits, whether a state has symmetric extension or not only depends on the eigenvalues of rho AB and the eigenvalues of rho B. But it's not something simple like one majorizes the other or something like that. It will be, I guess, a fourth order polynomial or something like that. And we have something to go at. And I'll show you what happens for Bell diagonal states. So Bell diagonal state is a special class of 2 qubit states. So they look like this. They are mixtures of all the maximally entangled states. And you can actually, I brought this because whenever I think about Bell diagonal states, I sit and look at this. So this is like tetrahedron with, if you have the 4 different maximal entangled states on each corner, and then any Bell diagonal state would be somewhere in here. And it turns out that all the separable ones are the ones like inside the threaded region here in the middle. And then we can ask like, what are the ones with symmetric extension? So one way of parameterizing these is to take these Bell diagonal states and write it into a cube. So you see that if you take every second corner, basically, you get a tetrahedron. And the coordinates you get then are the ones you see in the bottom here. So gamma x, gamma y, gamma z. It's basically the same that if you just do a Hadamard, four-dimensional Hadamard on the probability vector. And if you use those, it's fairly easy to describe the states with symmetric extension. And yeah, it turns out to be this. It might look like an ugly formula. It's not very ugly, really. It's nice and symmetric, and you can see the sort of the tetrahedron symmetry. So there are two things, that one of two things that has to be fulfilled, and it's really the first one that's important. So the first condition I've plotted in this space here. So you see it extends out of the separable states. But the problem with this formula is that if you just go around, you see that in the middle here, on the faces, there are like holes. So the only thing that this minimum thing of the two things do is to fill these holes with some cones. So there are four equations that just fill the cones. And the reason it's the minimum, because a cone, when you write it analytically, is comes from one side, goes to the other side, and I only want one of them, so I have to cut out the other one. But it's really the first formula that describes everything you have when you go from a state with symmetric extension and out to a state without symmetric extension. So this is how the surface looks like. So you can also see from this that we will expect that the general formula would be something like fourth order polynomial, because the only missing parameter is the one eigenvalue of the row B. Because for a Bell diagonal states, it's always maximal and mixed on the B system and also on A systems. And whenever you just reduce that, you will get one more parameter into the equation. Okay, so, okay. One question one might ask is, okay, 2 qubits, fine, you can get necessary and sufficient condition. Can you do at all anything for high dimensional state? And yes, you can do a bit. At least I just tried a little bit. So one thing you can do, if you come with some random state in some higher dimension, some d times d system, and you want me to say if it has symmetric extension or not, I cannot be sure. But what I can do is I can do a symmetrizing operation on it that will for sure not break a symmetric extension. And if after I do that, I don't have a symmetric extension, I know that the previous state didn't have it. So two ways of doing this is Werner state and isotropic state. And you do the twirl, something called twirling. You do it by Alice chooses a random unitary, tells Bob which one it is, and Bob does the same. So it's a one-way thing. Since it's a one-way thing, you cannot break a symmetric extension by it, because Bob prime can do exactly the same thing. So if you do the same unitary at Bob's side as Alice did, then you get the Werner state. If you do the same but with a complex conjugate, you get the isotropic state. The Werner states looks like this. There are a mixture of basically the normalized projector to the antisymmetric subspace and to the symmetric subspace. And after thinking about that for a little while, I realized that this is actually not a very interesting state to look at, because as long as the dimension is higher than qubits, this has always a symmetric extension. That is because the projector to the symmetric subspace is separable. All separable states turn out to have a symmetric extension. The projector to the antisymmetric one is entangled, so that's usually where the entanglement in Werner states come from. But whenever you have more than two parties, let's say you have three parties and three dimension, you can make a totally antisymmetric state on all these parties, and if you trace out all but two, you get this projector to antisymmetric subspace. So this was actually not very interesting if you want to answer something, because these will never have symmetric extension, and you might have that from before. But you can try with the isotropic state, and they look like this. They are a mixture of the maximal entangled state and the maximal mixed state. And when you do the twirling, you conserve the fidelity to the maximal entangled state. So you can just ask about the fidelity, and it turn out to have symmetric extension if the fidelity is just a little bit, less than a little bit more than a half. So whenever the dimension goes up, it goes to a half. And that was about all I had to say about the symmetric extendability. I'm still missing that 2-qubit one. So to summarize, the symmetric extension tells you something about, or limits your one-way communication abilities, and you can decompose all of them, the states which has it, to pure extendable ones, and it gets quite simple for 2 qubits, but not for the rest. So yeah, I should maybe add that you can actually do it quite efficiently numerically with semi-definite programming, for those who know that. So thank you. Okay, Nathan, one more. well, isn't anything, any pure state that is entangled does not have a symmetric extension. Because if you try to, any purification would be a product to all of that. So you can never get entanglement between Alice and Bob Prime. For symmetric, well, basically you can take any state, swap, well, tripartite state, swap the B and B prime system, and mix those two equally, and then trace up B prime. Well, if you have a maximal entangled state between Alice and Bob, well, or pure state, then it will not, this will always be tensor product on the B prime. You can also have things like the one I talked about switching. If you have a maximal entangled state between Alice and Bob, and then also between Alice and Bob prime, but on a different subsystem, this satisfies the spectrum condition for pure extendable states. But you see, it's not a symmetric extension, because whenever you switch these two, you have to switch these as well. And you can do the same in three dimensions, if you have only three dimensions there as well. It isn't, because if you trace out this, you have a pure state here. For something that is extendable, if you take, I can take this 0, 0 plus, so if I take 1/3 of this and 2/3 of this maximal entangled state here. So this is a state which is has spectrum 1/3 and 2/3. If you try to trace out the B system, you get half of this over here, so you get 2/3 and 1/3 again. So it satisfies the condition for 2 qubits to be pure extendable. And it's the extended state is very easy, it's a W state. So it's the state 1/3 0/0/1 plus 0/1/0 plus 1/0/0. So that's sort of kind of extreme case of a symmetric extendable state. It has quite a lot of entanglement, but not quite enough. For Bell diagonal one, if you have 3/4 of the maximal entangled state and 1/12 of the others, that's also pure extendable. Not pure extendable, but extendable. No. Well, you can say it might be related to do something about one-way LOCC thing, but you can have states with and without symmetric extension arbitrarily close to product and entangled ones. I'm quite sure it doesn't. I've thought about all those. I had a few arguments why it couldn't, but I seem to have forgotten those.